What's up, everybody? I'm Rambo, and welcome to Echoes of New Eden. I'll touch up on some game news. I had Sheev from a Sheev YouTube channel on the show, and we talked about his content creation and views on the game. So let's check it out. The SHH vs. GenFed war is still going. However, it seems like many players are having a war against the game. Many players are unable to attend or be effective in these large-scale battles currently due to the game performance issues. People are experiencing black screens, UI issues, disconnects, and it's just causing all sorts of trouble in these battles that are taking place of just a couple hundred players. Now, seemingly this problem has gotten worse as of recent, but NetEase is aware of this issue, and I'm sure that they're looking for a remedy. We don't really have any solid answer on that just yet. So NetEase had a couple AMA sessions last week where they answered questions from the AMA channel. For the most part, they answered most of the questions. The channel is still open for everyone to see the replies and the discussions over on the official Eve Echoes Discord. So take a look at that channel if you want to see some of the questions that were asked and whether or not it got answered. So let's get on to the game news. Alright, as far as announcements goes, they didn't really have anything too much with the announcements. They did announce that in January of next year, they will hold an in-game New Eden Knowledge Contest. So a trivia contest, basically. Players can earn rewards by answering questions. So they wanted people to write down questions to stuff that they know, such as game lore, terminology, modules, ships, gameplay modes and stuff like that, and submit it to them so they can write questions based off what you guys know. They will show the questions that they provided, and they'll also give a special in-game medal of knowledge. So that's pretty cool, and you get a special knowledge medal for, I don't know if it's just participating or if you do win, like a placement, top placement. So they did have the form there. You can go to the announcements channel and fill out that form and join in on that knowledge contest. As far as patch notes goes, I want to say I covered these last week. If I hadn't, I'm just going to hit a couple of key ones here. The new Concord Pass updated now, so now they have the Ascension Nanocores added to the Concord Pass shop. And with that, the Dark Halo one was removed. So on to the optimizations. Of course, they updated the estimated pricing based off successful transactions in the market. They increased Capital Shield booster capacitor consumption by 16%, but reduced Capital Armor Repairer's capacitor consumption by 35%. They added in-space icons for fighters. They improved the visual effect of Sinosauro field generators. They adjusted a mounting point on the Hound, and the issue where the turret was placed in the wrong spot has been fixed. They increased the shield recharge time for fighter drones. The local member list will be saved after sorting is set, so that'll be nice. They added a server shutdown protection to reduce the occurrence of ships being destroyed due to server maintenance. Okay. They have it now to where it's possible to find your recent contacts in the chat window. So it's like the contacts messaging is built into the chat window now and appears as a additional game channel or chat. And Number 11 here, when pirates are spawned in anomalies or nihilist space, players could see the number of waves in the notifications now. So from what I believe, I haven't really seen it, but the wave number appears after you defeat the last rat in the previous wave, if that makes any sense. So if you're on wave three and you kill all the rats right before all the other rats, or at the same time the next wave of rats is spawning, you should see a notification in the middle of your screen showing which wave it is. And so now they have a leaderboard. To get on the leaderboard is added on the event page. So they had a couple bug fixes. They fixed an issue where the structure's blueprint reverse engineering bonus did not work for capital ship blueprints. And they fixed an issue where some members in the same fleet could not see the Sinosaurus signatures under certain circumstances. So that's it really for patch notes. And it looks like the Ascension core was not correct on the bonuses for interceptors. So I'm not really sure if that was fixed. It should be by now. It's been almost a week, so there's that. So nothing much in official media. In player support news, they did have a FAQ. You know, somebody the question was, why can't the lock limitation increase after I upgrade the skill? And the answer to that was there's a lock limitation. It's not only influenced by the skill, but also the ship feature. If the max lock target of the ship is 7, although your skill allows you to lock 8 targets, the ship can still only lock 7. You know, and some frigates can only lock like up to 4, right? So it doesn't matter the skill, the ship will cause a limitation. There have been times, and I have seen it in the past, where the game would glitch and you would lock everything in the area, and the locks go across the screen. So that was actually a pretty entertaining glitch. I haven't seen that one in a while, but they may have fixed that. And so that was it for player support news, and there's nothing really new in Discord announcements. So that is it for official Eve Echoes game news, and that'll wrap it up. So let's get into the interview. I talked with Sheev from Sheev YouTube, and let's get at it.
What is up, Care Bears and Space Huggers? I am Sheev from Achieved, and I achieved celebrity status, so I'm finally on Echoes of New Eden.
Welcome, Sheev. How is it going?
Oh, it's going good,
That's
I
good
think.
Yes, and you achieved celebrity status, so yes, welcome to Echoes of New Eden. I know we've talked in the past. I've been on your show, and I think the time was about right to get you on my show and talk about all the things Eve Echoes that you like to do. So cool.
Thank you.
For our listeners that may not know you, if you could please do a introduction of yourself.
All right. Yeah, sure. Well, I'm Eve Echoes veteran player, I would say, that played Eve Echoes since start. I played Eve Online for 16 years, and I'm all into iOS games because I'm a dad. I got 4 kids, so I had to step down from the computer about 7 years ago to just sit on the sofa with my kids. And that's when I started to play with my phone. And yeah, so that's pretty much why I started Eve Echoes as soon as that launched. I finally turned into becoming a content creator, not officially, but I make content for Eve Echoes to help people learn the game and actually not spend too much money in games overall. So it's kind of a healthy gaming channel, but it's also about finding and getting people together so that we can play multiple games together and pretty much just finding friends.
Right. Yeah. And we'll talk about content creation and, you know, your YouTube channel and stuff in a little bit. But what do you like to do in Eve Echoes?
Oh, I like to PvP. That's everything I want to do. But you need the ISK for it. So I do marketing. But also hanging with the people in space, doing pretty much whatever. I can sit in mine. I can do some PvE. So pretty much everything that involves flying spaceships in space, of course, is a big thing for me, since I'm a space nerd.
Yeah. You know, and now that you bring it up, I remember now I have a corp mate that got a kill mail on you. I was like, you know who that is, right? And I had to tell him.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, which ship? Do you remember anything?
I believe it was a Raven.
Oh, yeah. I lost a few.
And I actually never went back, and I was thinking to myself whether or not that was going to be on your stream, whether if you were streaming or if you like had a video of some sort going, you know, just like, oh, I'm going to yeet this Raven into something and see what I do, right? Because you do stuff like that.
Yes, I do actually yeet my ships. I never go out with a ship with the intention of getting it home, which is it's a way that I have chose to play the game. I would not say it's the right way. You can, of course, I mean, a very cool way is actually to undock your ship and always get home and try to do PvP. That is also very, very cool. I always go out, and if I succeed if I'm breaking a gate camp, or if I'm meeting a solo player and I'm killing him and stuff like that, I don't take the stuff and go home. I just keep going, like all the time. I just keep money. I'm just like putting everything on red until I lose. That's pretty much what I do.
Yeah, that's great. So when you're flying around, are you always like on a stream, or do you just have casual play that you don't record, or do you usually record when you play?
Oh no, I definitely play without recording. If I would have recorded everything that I do, I would probably have too much to do. So like in terms of making videos, but yeah. No, I do record most of the stuff with my phone. But if I have a battlecruiser and I meet a frigate, I don't normally record it, even if I kill them. But if I see that, okay, I know that there is five people in the system behind me, and I know that here is three people here in this system, and I go to the other base that they own, and they have five people there, then I know that they know that I am going around the system, so I will using the stargates or the jump gates, and they will do something most likely, and then I start the recording, and I might use that in a video. But otherwise, I do most of this, like I would say 70% or 80% of everything I do, I don't actually record it.
I'd say the same. I'd probably say 99% of the stuff I do, I don't record it.
Yeah, but then you can miss some very cool stuff.
The times that I've recorded have been like when the game is screwing up. You know, if I got a black screen, or when there was one time I approached a gate camp and all the enemies, all the ships were worms on the overview. Oh. And so, but it turned out like they were like Tempest Strikers and, you know, MOA Guardians and stuff. But the UI said that they were worms, like the frigate. And needless to say, I didn't realize what ship types they were in until I died, you know. So I did complain about that, and I was told that my internet quality was was at fault for that. I was like,
oh yeah,
interesting.
That was weird.
Yeah, so I might as well just go and complain to my ISP to refund my ship then. I guess I can't ask of anything from support in game, you know. So that's kind of an ongoing joke. If if people have issues, even just like small issues like that. I know a big issue, we'll probably talk about it. We will talk about it later in the episode, as you know, the black screens and whatnot. And part of their excuses are, check your ISP, you have a, or your cell connectivity, right? So they do blame that at times. So we'll talk about that in a bit, because I'm going to be asking your views on the game, and I know you got some juicy views.
Oh yeah, yeah, I do. And like 20% of it is in my videos.
Yeah.
I don't get everything out, so
that is
actually very cool.
I was going to ask, you know, what got you into content creation? What made you want to start content creation, or want to start a YouTube channel to do this for people?
Yeah, that is actually an interesting way. I'm trying to, I have tried to explain this before, and I'm very bad at explaining, especially like in English. I'm from Sweden, so trying to find the right words at times is hard for me. But the general idea is, I have four kids, and when I think about, like, when I get old or whatever, if something would ever happen to me, you know, anything can happen. I also think about, like, my dad, my mom, and if, like, when they are gone, like, what do I have to remember them by? And I was like, okay, I got pictures of my dad on Christmas, like 15 Christmases or something, I don't know. And I got like videotapes of my dad on Christmas. Because that was like the only time they recorded stuff. And he was standing there with like a whiskey in his hand, and he was happy, and you know. And I was like, what are my kids gonna like think about when I'm gone? Because when someone that you love is gone, the first thing that you forget is actually the voice, as I've heard, like all these Instagram photos like MySpace and Facebook,
social media.
Social media stuff. It's like there's images, and of course they can see me like from when I got Facebook. I never really used it, so I don't have more than maybe 15 images there. And I was like, so what can my kids look back and see me without just standing with like a beer in my hand or a whiskey and saying like ho ho ho, Merry Christmas and stuff like that. And so I was like, okay, so maybe if I treat YouTube, and this was way before I started doing stuff for Eve Echoes, I was like, if I do stuff on YouTube with people that I hang with, like with friends, then they will see me from a different perspective. They will see me how I was towards my people, like the one I hang with. And it wouldn't be like forced, okay, it's Christmas, daddy say hi now. So, hey kids, I love you. It's more like they see me through my viewers' eyes or my friends' eyes. So they can see like more of a true me. So I started to treat YouTube as almost like a diary. And as I evolved on YouTube, I started adding my voice to some videos, and I started doing some more, like I learned more about YouTube, so I could actually do some more intricate videos. And then, of course, I started to do videos of Eve Echoes when I did PvP, and that worked well. So I just kept going, and I felt like this game is actually kind of like my baby. And I really want to help this game. So I started to do more like content creating content to help out, to help people get involved in the game, because it's a very hard game to start if you haven't played EVE Online or anything even close to that. So yeah, it's a way for me to do something for my kids, but I also do something I really, really like right now. People really enjoy my content, and it feels like I'm doing something that helps the game. Even though I do some videos that is a bit offensive towards NetEase, or, you know, I do stuff like, why is Eve Echoes dying and stuff like that. It's more of like a wake up call, or I can do videos that kind of jokes around with it, telling like this is not good because this and that, and I make it into some kind of like in a funny way. So it's like a lot of jokes, and people who don't really like Eve Echoes anymore, they can watch that and it can be like, oh, that's actually pretty funny. So maybe I should try the game again. You know, pretty much like my last video I just put out like 50 minutes ago. That is, I've been working quite hard on that, and it's not the best video for new players to watch. If a new player watch it, they might not even try the game. But that video is more of, this is actually what Eve Echoes is if you start it. It's not like I'm telling you everything here is bad. I'm just saying this is what you're going to experience. And at the end, it's like, but I see the light in the tunnel and everything is going to be fine. And then we're going to fly together, boys.
It's just a bit more of a rocky road to get there, you know.
Yes.
Compared to how the game was over a year ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But I do see that Eve Echoes in a year is going to be completely different. And it's going to be amazing. I really think so. Especially after this AMA they had. They answered like 90% of the questions that was not even related to what the AMA was about. They just straight up answered it. And that just showed me like, they actually have answers for it, even though not every answer is good. They still had answer for it. Before, we didn't have even answers for anything we asked, so.
Right.
So yeah, pretty much that is my road on YouTube. And yeah, I got 1,000 subscribers recently. I did a giveaway, like a giveaway video of a nightmare, just to boost the last 150 subs, and that went very well. So I got over the threshold that people say, this is the hardest part in YouTube, is to get 1,000 subs and 4,000 hour. And I had 1,000 subs and like 5,500 hours. So that was amazing. Wow. I was very happy to achieve that. But yeah, I'm releasing videos that helps people. I'm releasing stream clips from when I'm streaming. So I'm streaming on YouTube as well, together with people, or I do some solo stuff. And recently I am actually been, some people call me like the Eve Echoes Santa, because I have this giveaway right now in December. I will do 4 streams, and I've done one already, where I will actually give away free ships to basically like anyone I feel like it in New Eden. So what I'm doing is I'm flying around and I'm giving ships to people that either type me something, or I ask them questions. I can do some quiz. I pick like random winners everywhere. So that is also coming out on my YouTube. It's like, you can either see the stream when I do it, or you can see the stream afterwards, or you can see the edited one. But yeah, so this Friday I had a stream where the first out of 4, when I'm totally giving away about 24 billion ISK, I think.
Wow.
Something like that, in ships. And this Friday I gave away about 4 billion worth of ships. It was battle cruisers, faction cruisers, faction frigates, battleships. Yeah. So it's like, I'm giving away stuff to people because NetEase is not, they didn't give us anything, really. And on Saturday, they released like the AMA, which was very good. So now it's starting to turn around, but I'm doing this for the community so that NetEase can see that people will actually care. And there is actually some people that is supporting me in this, and I've done some charity so I can even give away even more ships. So
yeah,
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a lot more ISK than I do if you're giving away, you know, 4 billion here, 4 billion there. Yeah.
Yeah, when I'm trying to sell off my stuff. Yeah, what?
Well, yeah, when's the capital drop? When's that giveaway?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even own one myself. I actually saw someone in Jira spamming that he was selling a freighter for $8.2 billion, and I so wanted to buy it, but I just can't afford right now. I'm giving away almost everything,
yeah, that,
except what I need to make ISK.
That freighter is about 50% off if you think about it, right? Is that, that's a pretty good deal.
I know. I would have bought it, but yeah, I'm trying to sell off some more ships. I got like a Rattlesnake and a Balagorn and a few other ships that I can sell off to get some more money so I can buy some more cruisers and battle cruisers to give away to people. It's fine. You know, money is not everything. And I mean, sure, it's nice. I mean, I do marketing, so I have collected a lot of money during this year. And I was free to play for a very, very long time. I actually, up until the 1 year anniversary, I was free to play pretty much. But after that, I have actually donated some money or whatever, you know, like spent some money. Not that much, though. Not like I spend so much that I have money now, but I spent some stuff for some skins and stuff, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the type of content that you've done. And in the past, and we'll just plug the episode that I was on. You had an interview with me, and you do podcast type interviews through YouTube. So I'm the opposite. I do podcasts through podcast services, right? You know, like Spotify and Apple podcasts, and you know, wherever else people go to the website, and a lot of people, you know, use that. And I'm not so much on YouTube just because of the amount of time that it takes for me to run all this other stuff. But you do podcasts, you know, via YouTube. So typically the video is running, you have your podcast, your interview going in the background, and you know, like you're watching ships on dock and whatnot. But you have other types of content, like you'd said earlier, you have PvP, you know, roams that you like to do, and you know, see what you can do, you know, just casual roams, try and get some kills. You do the podcast interviews, of course, and then like what other type of content do you do?
Yeah, so I've been dabbling in a lot of different stuff. This was like, it started with that I did not know how YouTube worked, like how it works at all. So when I started doing my content, I did not know how to edit videos. I did not know any editing programs. I had to buy one. I did not know how OBS works. I did not know anything, really. And I started my social medias pretty recently, too, just for this channel, pretty much. But I have done like playthroughs of games. So I recorded me playing like Alien Isolation, Outlast, some Oxygen Not Included, you know, and also some iOS games that I played. I do some gacha games, so I did some of that in the beginning. But yeah, like playthroughs, Resident Evil Village recently. Let me just check. But yeah, so it's kind of a mix. I do some reviews too of games that I like. I have played so many games, and I feel like the knowledge that I have in some games could be useful for some people. So why not make like reviews of it, or like the first hours or the first days of it, of some games. But of course, my What the Fuck Happened videos are very good. People really like them. People want me to do more. But those are very hard to do, actually. And that's not in terms of writing it, but in terms of actually finding the good footage for it and mixing that with good music and stuff like that. But yeah, I do some I do pretty much what people like me to do. So I'm watching my algorithms and stuff like that very carefully. When people watch a lot of one content, then I just assume that people want more of that.
Yeah, right. If it's the flavor of the month, you know, sometimes certain topics are a bit more heated, you know, depending on, you know, what's going on in the game, and say they broke the Raven for whatever reason, and, you know, missiles no longer do damage. A lot of people are going to watch stuff like that because their favorite ship just got destroyed, you know, or broken in some way, and they want to know why, or what's going to happen next, or how they can remedy stuff like that. You know, plenty of content out there to be had.
Yeah, yeah. So that is actually probably why I can see that some videos getting a lot of attention at like some weeks, and other weeks they don't get attention. So it sometimes it's hard for me to see what people want to see. And but I do have, oh, what is that called? I do have the community tab right now, so I can actually ask people straight up, do you like this or this, and or what type of videos do you want me to do? And I've done that. So yeah, pretty much my what the fuck videos and my podcast videos and my random videos is what people really want me to do most, among my stream, of course, because the streams are very, very lovable, it seems.
Yeah. Well, do you have any sort of content that talks about like in-game politics or wars or anything like that? Do you ever get into that stuff?
No, I don't. I was into that in the beginning because I wanted to live in Delve. So I was very much involved in what, like where we should be and what we should do and who we should trust. But after a while, I found that I shouldn't say there are better people, even though there are, because we had some people that didn't do their job. Stuff happened.
Yeah.
And I kind of saw this happen like a year ago. And but yeah, but we do have some great people right now that actually runs it. And but no, I don't. I try not to go too political in games. I have, and the reason for it is actually I had this this corporation when I started the game, and I had it for I think 7 months, I think. And people come and go. You know, they join the game and they quit the game. It's pretty much like that in every game, but especially in iOS games. And I felt it's like when a game stops being interesting, then you quit the game. And that is understandable. But everyone in that game, especially in a game like Eve Echoes, where you actually get to know people, you just leave them, right? And that is not on purpose. That it's just like, it's just that the game is not fun anymore. So I made my channel and I made a Discord channel. I like remodeling it, remade it into like a social Discord. So I do not want to go the political stance outside the game.
Right.
So everyone is friends to me, but in the game, of course, if you're red, I shoot you.
Yeah, of course. And I got the same views for that as well. You know, allegiances don't matter. They really don't.
No.
You and I both play the game. You and I could be enemies in the game, but that's all politics, right? You know, you and I can talk to each other and have a good conversation about the game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, regardless. So that's one good thing about, you know, our platforms and what we're able to do. So it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, we're all friends. Like behind the screen, everyone's friends.
You know,
but in the game, we should be enemies. That's what the game is all about.
I actually had this thought yesterday, actually, because I had to work. And I was at work, and I was walking through the customer lounge. And typically, when people are waiting for their services at my work, it's like, what are they doing? They're watching the TV that's in the lounge, or they're on their phones. Well, I was walking past this one guy and I noticed that he had his phone like on the side and he was playing a game. And I didn't see what he was playing, but I imagined like, what if he was playing Eve Echoes? And I seen that and actually like walked over there and said, hey, I notice you're playing Eve Echoes. You know, I play that game too. You know, and then start the conversation like that. You know, what are you doing, or what alliance are you in? What corp are you in? Do I know you? Have I seen you in game? You know, stuff like that. I just had this weird, not epiphany, but just weird envision about talking to someone that I've never even met before, playing the same game like that at work, of all thing, of all places. So
yeah, I mean, that is a great feeling, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was playing like some sort of space game like that, because the screen was dark. You know how Eve Echoes is like always some sort of black on the screen, you know?
And, yeah.
I was like, man, I wonder if he's like mining, or if he's like roaming or doing some PvP or something, because this was shortly, or maybe even during, the battles that happened yesterday up in Tinal. I don't know if you heard about that. Yeah, right. Yeah, because I was like, oh, I wonder if he's in those battles. I couldn't be, because I just can't play while working, but it's possible that he was either attacking or defending in those battles yesterday. So was that yesterday?
Yesterday. Humans are, what do you call it, pack animals? Do you say that? Is that right?
I suppose.
We like to live in societies, and it's pretty much the same with gaming. So I would say that a lot of people who play mobile games don't talk about the games to anyone, because it's a little bit of a taboo. Not in terms of it's bad to play a game, but it's more like, oh, do you play games? You know, especially if you're older. And people in my age, I'm 40, I've grown up with people that play games. So I have people all over that play games, so we can talk about games. And I have people on the work that also play the game, so we can talk like on breaks and stuff. But I do have friends that starting playing games today, or like a year ago or a week ago, and they have no one to talk to. So they don't feel the connection that we do when we play a game and we sit and talk and we have Discord. What they do is they sit at home and they play their games. It could be very elaborate games. It could be very, very big games. And it could be games like Eve Echoes. And they have no one to talk to. So they go to YouTube and they just look up some builds, or, you know, they look up whatever they look up just to be better. In my channel, when you arrive to my channel, I actually made it so that if someone would go to my channel somehow, they hear me say, like, are you alone? Are you playing games and have no one to talk to? Do you want people to talk with about your games? Do you want to have a community? Blah, blah, blah. Come join me or whatever. And that is actually just because of that reason, that people might play games and have no one to talk to and no one to share their progress with. And I was I was thinking about that when you said that guy might have played a game. Maybe he didn't have anyone to talk to.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
But I suppose I was just walking by. I probably could have stopped and started talking to him, but I didn't want to be like too nosy or anything. It's like, oh, hey, I just happened to be walking by. I saw your phone screen, and I noticed that it was a game that I like to play. You know, do you start a conversation like that? I mean, he could have been like, could have been like, oh, that's cool. Or they could have been like, why are you looking at my phone? You know?
Yeah, definitely. And if you wouldn't see like what he played, and you would like try to watch and he see you, that would be very weird. Right. And the same with like, if you see it and he don't, like he hasn't noticed that you see it, and you'd be like, oh, you're playing Eve Echoes. He might be like, oh no, I'm not playing. What? No. And then he just walk away because it's like shame. I don't know. Well,
I happen to be about 15 feet away and I seen your phone screen. You're playing Eve Echoes.
Yeah, I saw the system.
I recognized it. Yeah, so.
Yeah. All right.
Well, all that stuff is good and all. So going on to the more content creation stuff, you have videos that you like to do on your views on the game. So good or bad. And, you know, typically, let's just call it a rant. You'll have a rant on a certain subject. And like these what the fuck videos. Could that be considered a rant?
Yes.
You know, but your views on the game, and understandably, we are in this weird, we're like in a weird phase of this game performance issue right now. Have you had a rant on that yet?
Well, Not directly. And the reason is, even though I feel like NetEase should have great servers or great programs for their product, something like this seems like it always exists in every game. It's been in World of Warcraft, it's been in pretty much every game. They have these issues all the time. And at every update, they have new problems that is server, like server related. So I don't really nag them for having black screens, even though I really don't like it. But it's like, it's a problem they would have fixed if they could. But there's obviously something they just can't fix right now. There is something that they just can't fix.
Well, but it's complications that we don't know, right?
Yeah, something like that. And I feel it's not fair to tack them on that part. I could and I would and I am attacking on stuff that they can fix, that they oversee, or they just don't, like, pretty much just ignore stuff like simple stuff like we want to name our ships. It's not that hard. Can you please fix so that we have some in-game items that we can haul around? Or can you fix so that we have some diversity in minerals or items around space? Or can you maybe lower the drop rate for dead space gear? Can you fix interceptors? You know, fix interceptors is a bit harder, I think, but I mean, they have still done that type of change before without any problems. So, but I assume they need to tweak it a bit more before they do it. And now they have said clearly that they will actually fix interceptors. They will nerf them and they will buff the destroyers. So that is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't go and attack on black screens just because I just assume that it's a very, very hard problem. And they know that the game cannot live unless that is fixed. So that is probably their priority overall.
Yeah. And understand, it's like a team of like 20 people. We're not talking about a Bethesda studio where there's hundreds of people, you know, working to debug or reprogram or test or any of this stuff. It's this partition of NetEase that's dealing with Eve Echoes is only a very small group. So there's that aspect. And then, yeah, you know, in addition content to the game, it's just going to take time because not only do they have to write the code for it, but then they have to test it, make sure everything works, implement it into the final code, make sure that it doesn't screw anything else up, and then give it out as an update. You know, so it's a process. They can't just like give us the right to rename ships right away because it's going to break something else. Eventually, you know, they give me the right to rename my ship, but after I rename my ship, then I won't be able to dock after it because it doesn't recognize it as a ship or something. You know what I mean? It's like it'll break something that could end up being worse. It's like, okay, I just undocked my Maelstrom that's, you know, worth a lot, and I renamed it, I undocked, I did a couple anomalies, I go to come back, and now I can't dock my ship anymore. That's a problem. You know, it's not that I can't it at my Citadel. I can't dock it at outposts. Can't do anything with it. You know, this could be, they're trying to eliminate other problems that can, you know, break the game even more. So let them test these stuffs. You know, the people are demanding content like left and right. And, you know, smart bomb need to come out. You need to nerf interceptors, though the interceptor nerf has been needed for quite a while. It's not new. But
yeah, of course.
New players that get into the game now, the learning curve is so much higher in the game status now than it was back when you and I first started playing, because everybody back then was on the same page. Everybody was hitting T5 at the same time, T6, and learning these faction ships and etc. Now, when somebody new joins, like they are on like this hyperdrive to learn the game as soon as fast as possible. to be able to catch up to everybody else. And then of course there's like the whole politics type thing. There's if they end up in a corp that's in a war, and then they got to be debriefed on all that stuff, you know, like they they have to get caught up on that. And so additional content is good. And I did see, I seen it somewhere on one of my Discords that I'm on, is you know, they're talking about you know, what's the end goal for Eve Echoes? Is, you know, what's their goal for that? I'm like, their goal is their timelines that they put out, you know, for the year. So I think we got a partial snippet of their timeline for this next year on some of the content that they're going to be, you know, doing and updates. That's enough for me. That's perfectly fine. That's all I need to know, is like, are you working on something? You know, it's, consider it a DLC, right? And Xbox games or PS5 games, PC games, they all have like quarterly DLC. It's the same thing for this. You know, they gotta just work it, make it, you know, code it, whatever, test it, and then they'll be able to drop it. It's not an overnight thing. So I think a lot of people just need to have patience. And then again, resolving this black screen issue. And here's just a little insight on just the way I think, I suppose, is so yesterday there's several battles in Tenal, I believe, and I don't know, 500 plus in local, and everybody was getting black screens, disconnects, UI issues, etc. with the game, and it really frustrates people. And I'm trying to like calm people down and say, you know, it only happens in these instances. The devs know about it. They're working on trying to figure something out to fix that, but we have to be patient. It's not going to happen overnight. They have to implement some sort of update or whatever game performance tweaks to be able to make those better. But on the other side of it, it's like, it only happens during those battles. It's not happening every 5 minutes when you're mining, or ratting, or doing ship builds, or whatever else that you do in the game. The game runs flawlessly pretty much every other time, except for when there's a couple hundred people battling it out in these systems. So it's a small problem, it's a big problem, and a small problem at the same time, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I do agree. I didn't demand to get more stuff into the game before I saw that they were working on other stuff. So we have been talking about, we need some changes in the game. And I'm not just talking about the black screens. I'm just talking about the overall, like, something is wrong with the game and it's going downhill. We need to fix it pretty much now. And that was like a half a year ago. And they didn't really react to it. So, and that's pretty much when I started my real YouTube career. And so when I kept doing videos and doing my podcasts with, for example, Captain Bensy and you and other people that has good input on what's wrong with the game, and we present this to NetEase and tell them this is what we need to fix, and they say yes, we will look into it. And like 3 months after that, we get capitals and we still have black screens and we still have not fixed the issues that we have. So I do understand that you say like everything takes time and they need to test everything. But I mean, why didn't they do it during 3 months that they had to do the capital ships? You know, that was kind of the breaking point for me when I felt like, oh, you really did release this content before fixing the game, you know? That is why I really felt like this is gonna be bad.
Right. Well, look at it this way. They have a timeline that they have to adhere to, that they have to stay on, right? So look at it as in like building a house. What's the first thing you need to do when building a house? Do you build the roof first? And then build the house down?
Build the foundation first, right, of course.
Yeah, you need to build the foundation and then work your way up. Now, I, depending on who you talk to, I suppose server performance could be a foundation, but the base game, the base game is the foundation, and they have this timeline as to when to add content and when to do their balance updates, you know, to try and fix the things that have gone wrong in that time, right? So, you know, people find metas and, you know, they find ways to find, you know, workarounds to make advantages in the game. And so, like, they have to release these balance updates to be able to fix all that. It's a lot of work, but they can't just, like, flip the switch, say, okay, everything capital related gets put on hold, and then now we have to fix this issue.
Yes, they could.
they probably could, but why don't they, though?
Yeah, they do. They don't do it because there's a higher power, of course.
Yes.
Let's say, bring in the money or bring in the big ships. We want big ships in our game. So I do understand it. I do not like attack the developers. I do not attack anyone that I actually can reach my hand on, like reach my hand to and talk to, because I know that they have their boss and that boss has its boss. Let's say, you know, show me money, and that is actually what happens right now. You know, all the cash grabs that has been going on is just because people have left the game, so no more money is coming in, and they feel like probably someone is saying, you know, this is not looking good, get us money. And it's like, we can't. Well, do this. Okay. Well, do it or get fired. I don't know. And so I understand it. It's fine.
Well, remember too, maybe we're looking at some of the fixes that they probably implemented a couple months ago. So here, for instance, here's this. They hired an economist to fix the market in EVE Echoes. You remember that?
Yep.
It was a couple months ago. Now, I believe that was when this Concord Pass started, and my memory may just be wrong in that kind of timeline, but you know, they do implement some things to be able to address certain issues. So say the Concord Pass, you know, that you get extra skill points and insurance and then Concord Pass points, and those you can,
yeah.
You know, trying to maybe stimulate the economy in some way, you know, but we only see the back end of it. You know, they've been trying to fix the economy for several months, you know, and we're still kind of seeing the way that it is, whether it's getting better or worse. I suppose all the industrial people are seeing that day by day, but I don't really see that type of stuff because I don't buy and sell and I don't monitor Plex or anything like that. So. Now, if they do something on the servers today, when would we even be able to see it, right? They have to test and update. Yes. And maybe they have done some implementations of some of this stuff right now. We just don't know it yet. So I think a lot of people just have to be optimistic. At least I am, about them fixing the game and making the game better. And, I know a lot of people are going to complain. The devs know about this stuff. The content creators, especially, let them know on when they're in the wrong. And I told Joseph the other day, I said, dude, your game is unplayable in these large battles. I told him that.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I do understand.
So, you know, they're working on it. Let's just agree to have some optimism there. So that's all I had on that.
I have also not been too nice to him, but it's nothing personal. But the last stuff I wrote to him was well done on the AMA. Just so you know, the AMA itself was more important than the answers we got. Thank you from all my heart. This gives people a reason to stick around. P.S. I still think most of the damage could have been avoided having doing this earlier.
Yeah,
he didn't answer me.
They're on a timeline.
Yeah, of course. I do understand it. And as I say, there is a light in the tunnel. It's the future is bright for EVE Echoes. I'm telling you, it's the answers we got is brilliant. It's amazing.
So
I'm very, very happy.
They actually have a trivia contest coming up. Did you see that?
Yeah, I have joined it.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't joined it because I have a feeling like they'll ask stuff I don't even know. You know, like, what is the name of this piece that's used to build a faction BP blueprint? Like, I don't know.
I don't know that either.
I just do like basic stuff. I don't scour the market. Like, what's the range on an MK5 web? What?
Is know? That? Do you think it's gonna be the questions?
Oh my god!
My questions were totally different when I, because you could either like you could help them with questions and answers.
Right.
So that's what I did. I posted a couple of questions, hard ones about Eve Echoes, or like Eve Online or the New Eden World. And I posted them some answers, and I hope that they will get into the trivia.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see like hard. Every time I think about it, I just think like hard questions, like name five regions in Angel Space. Well, shit, I don't live in Angel Space.
That was hard too.
Let's see. I know it's on that side of the map, so you know, let's talk about like Wicked Creek and Cache.
Yeah.
Maybe Deterid. Yeah. So there's three. You know what I mean? I'm missing.
That would be hard. I mean,
so
you can know a lot about Eve Echoes or Eve Online, but you still don't know a lot,
right?
If you want to go,
so
you can ask any questions.
That's one reason why I've kind of been skeptical about, you know, joining that trivia thing. But they had their karaoke event too. Did you catch that?
I did read about it, and people said I should sing. I was not ill then, so I would have, but I actually missed out on the time. So
I was there, but I was ill, and my voice was not having it, and I don't know if I would have sang, honestly.
Did,
I know
did
Joseph
people
asked
sing?
Us. Yeah, people. Oh yeah, it was like an hour to an hour and a half long, and the entire time people were singing. So there was a good turnout, and actually it was really fun.
So
if they do that again, then maybe I'll think about singing.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. I mean, karaoke is not, you know, everyone that is the best at singing, let's go. It's about everyone that can sing should be able to like sing, you know?
Right.
And there's, I can promise you, no one said like boo at the end, right?
No.
Everyone was cheering. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect for people who can't sing to actually join a karaoke. It's amazing. It's a lot of fun.
Nobody was there saying this song is shit or, you know, your mic sucks or anything like that. It's, of course, you're on Discord. Like you have some expectations.
Yeah.
Like Discord's not perfect. It's not. The audio, you know, the audio quality is not 100%, and so like
that is true.
You've got to come in with somewhat lower expectations, knowing that it's just a small time event. But it was really fun.
I would guess, like if Justin Bieber would come into a Discord and sing, I would guess that would sound pretty good. I don't know,
right?
I don't know.
But you got some people, like if I were to sing, I have the capability of streaming my desktop audio through Discord. So like I would play the actual like karaoke music and then sing to the lyrics. So people would hear that, but not everybody has that capability. So like they're playing on, they start the song on an exterior or external speaker somewhere, and then so you're kind of hearing like the background of the speaker, or you're hearing like somewhat of the song in the background as they sing. So
that was how it went.
Yeah,
you're starting your own song.
Yeah, so what yeah,
all right.
So you joined in, and people would I wonder if I can get the disclaimer from Let's Play the Game, because I have his audio clip from when he sang, and his sing, he actually did a really good job, him and his girlfriend sang during that event.
Yeah.
And what they did is they played music in the background, so everybody was required to, maybe not required, but everybody was able to play music in the background to sing along to. So we were able to somewhat hear the you know, the instruments and whatnot in the background at the same time that they sing. And some people you couldn't even hear. the background music. They just sang the lyrics, and it's like, okay, I know this song, you know.
Ah, that's good. Nice.
But after the show, I'll play the clip for you from Let's Play the Game.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so that's all I got, man. And if you have any shout-outs or closing thoughts you want to add?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I want to thank all of my space huggers, of course, who've been supporting me from day one. And, of course, I want to thank you, Rambo, for inviting me to Echoes of New Eden. This was amazing. I know we talked about this a long time ago, and I finally got here. You know, it's very cool. Thank you. Made my day.
Well, thank you for joining. And yeah, the schedule was open. I was looking for some new members or new people to have on the show, and Sheev came up. I was like, you know what, I should have him on the show. So here we are. And yes, I thank you for joining. And actually, I'm still waiting for part two of our interview on your content.
Oh yeah,
I remember that. I don't even know what we're gonna talk about.
I have been listening back to every podcast that I've done and did some shorter versions of it so that people can like most people don't want to listen to, like many people don't want to listen to a whole podcast. So it's like, if you ain't accustomed to a podcast, then it might feel like, you know, that could be boring. So I made like shorter versions of it. And so I had to listen through a lot of my podcasts, and I have not got come down to where Rambo is. So, but I will listen to that, and then I will probably hit you again.
Yeah.
And we do something, right?
Yeah, we'll have to talk some more. And we had fun with that. That was a blast. So
oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing that again with you sometime. And just let me know.
I agree.
All right, Sheev. Well, thank you for talking with me today, and fly safe out there. Don't get in too much trouble, would you?
I will try not to. And you fly safe too. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas. And I hope I see you in space, and maybe you can get a ship.
All right, man. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that wraps it up for this week. If you like the show, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to this podcast. I do have a YouTube channel. Like and subscribe that for future videos. And if you would like to sponsor the show, please reach out to me on Discord. Being a sponsor gets your corporation ad out there for listeners of the show who may be looking to join a corp. Also, if you wish, please join my Discord. That is where I do my roundtable talks when I do them. I post all of my episodes there. I have the guest list shown, and you can also post your very own corp ad. I'll leave that link to this Discord in the description. And yes, the shoutouts to our other content creators. So if you want even more Eve Echoes news and a deeper dive into what's going on with the galaxy, check out Damon Zell over on YouTube and his show, Echoes from the Front. That's where he goes over game announcements, patch notes, alliance drama, battles, and much more. I also want to give a shout out to Sky News, the premier Russian news outlet. If you haven't checked out their channel, go check it out on YouTube. Yes, it's all spoken in Russian, but they do include English subtitles in their videos. They also have a blog in which the text can be translated to your preferred language. Go check out Let's Play the Game over at Sky News. So thank you everybody for listening. Take care, fly dangerously, and I shall see you next week.